I am recording the podcast today outdoors. That means outside, in my garden. So do not be surprised if you hear the sound of traffic, or birds singing, or children playing. And today's podcast is about the outdoors, the hills and the open countryside, and how important they are to people who live in cities. At one time, several centuries ago, a lot of the land in England was common land. That means that it was land that anyone could walk on. Some common land was used for grazing sheep or cattle, but a lot of it was simply empty, unused land. But in the 18th and 19th centuries, Parliament passed new laws which enclosed a lot of the common land. That means that the land became private property, owned by a landowner. In some areas, like the Pennine Hills in the north of England, the new landowners wanted to use the land for hunting and shooting. They built fences to stop ordinary people from entering the land. They blocked ancient footpaths. They employed gamekeepers with sticks and guns, so that the landowners and their rich friends could shoot grouse, pheasants, and other birds in peace. But not everyone was happy with this. Some people saw the Pennine Hills as places where ordinary people could enjoy fresh air and the countryside after a week working in factories in the dirty industrial cities. 75 years ago this week, a group led by a young man called Benny Rothman organised a mass trespass. To trespass means to go onto private land without permission. The trespass took place at Kinder Scout, which is the highest point in the Peak District in Derbyshire. Kinder Scout was owned by the Duke of Devonshire, who refused to let people walk there. About 400 people took part in the trespass. They fought a brief battle with gamekeepers and then walked to the summit, where they held a meeting. When the trespassers returned to the village where they had started, the police arrested 5 of their leaders. They were later sent to prison. Many people were shocked that these young men had been so harshly punished. The trespass started a change in public and political opinion. Since 1932, there have been many changes. It is now possible to walk freely in many places that were once closed. Kinder Scout itself is now owned by the National Trust. You can walk and picnic there and enjoy the views without any danger of being arrested or sent to prison. Thanks to Benny Rothman and the mass trespass of 24 April 1932. Goodbye.